I should have stayed home. I told myself I'd just take a ride, maybe grab a drink, maybe flirt a little. But the truth, I was soaked the second I slipped that dress on. No bra, no panties. Just thighs slick with heat and a craving I couldn't quiet. When the Uber pulled up, I knew I was going to misbehave. Leather seats, quiet driver, a little tattoo on his forearm, strong hands, the kind I wanted wrapped around my neck. I climbed into the back and let my legs spread naturally. The dress slid up almost to my hips, and the cool leather kissed my bare pussy. It made me gasp, not from surprise, from how fucking good it felt. He asked if I was okay. God, the way he looked at me through that mirror, like he already knew what I was. I leaned forward, just enough for him to smell me. "I'm frustrated," I whispered. "Can I ask you something wild?" His eyes flicked to the mirror again. "What if I climbed up front and sucked your cock while you drove?" No words, just a seatbelt click. That was all I needed. I climbed over, and fuck, my bare ass must have lit up the whole car under that glow. I pulled his zipper down and slid my hand inside. He was already thick, already pulsing. I licked the tip once, then slid down, slow, until his cock filled my throat. God, the sound. The sound. That wet, needy gulp as I took him deeper. My spit coating his shaft, dripping onto his lap. I didn't even care. I moaned around him, gagging a little, pressing my face down like I wanted to choke, because I did. He jerked the wheel just a little, cursing under his breath. One hand on me, one on the road. That tension, being used while we moved through the city. Windows down, anyone could see. That's when he said it. My buddies are down the street. You want more than one cock tonight? I pulled off, gasping, spit glistening on my chin. I looked him dead in the eye, and I smiled. Drive. He didn't say a word after I told him to drive. Didn't need to. The way his cock twitched in my hand said everything. We pulled down some quiet side street. No houses, no lights, just shadows and potential. He parked, engine still running, cock still wet from my spit, and I was already climbing back into his lap. "Take off your seatbelt," I whispered, licking my lips. "You're gonna need both hands." He leaned back as I straddled the center console, their knees digging into the leather, my dress bunched up around my waist. I didn't even try to look pretty. I went straight for it, grabbed the base of his cock and shoved it back down my throat. No warm-up, no mercy, just pure, messy punishment. I gagged hard, tears spilling instantly. My throat clenched and opened, clenched again, swallowing around him like I was trying to drag him into my lungs. "Holy fuck," he groaned, gripping my hair with both hands. "You're really, Jesus." I moaned around his length. That sound, vibrating down his shaft, made his hips buck. He tried to hold still. I didn't let him. I wanted him to thrust. I wanted him to use me. I needed to be ruined. I pulled back and let spit drip from my lips onto his cock, then slammed myself back down until my nose was buried in his lap. Gag, slurp, gag, gulp. Over and over. My mascara was a disaster. My throat was on fire. But that ache inside me, It pulsed with pure fucking joy. I didn't care about the snot, the tears, the sounds echoing off the windows. I was getting what I needed, being used like a perfect little cock sleeve. Shit, I'm gonna come. I pulled off just enough to whisper, "Do it," and then shoved him right back down my throat. No hands, just me, choking, swallowing, eyes locked on his while he came so deep I felt it fill my throat. I held him there, held myself there, chin to base, tongue flattened, moaning like a bitch in heat as his cock twitched against the back of my throat. I didn't pull back until I swallowed every drop. Then I sat up, wiped my mouth with the back of my hand, and smiled like a fucked out angel. "Now," I purred, voice raw and ruined, "let's go meet your friends."